I think it's an old art form, and, yeah, you don't see much of it today. Well, with the exception of Big Fatty. You know, he's quite the puppeteer. And that poodle McNoodle, you know, that's all ventriloquism. He's talented, that Big Fatty, talented. Yeah, I just want to say. All right, so,
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
You know, he's quite the puppeteer.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1319 of the BFO for Thursday, the 14th of February 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, it is the day of love. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going on. Y'all, it is Happy VD. Happy VD from Me Too, Big Fatty. Poodle McNoodle, yes. And y'all, Poodle and I over here at the Horror Hotel where there's anything but love. Big Fatty is vulgar. And y'all, I thought for VD, you know, I'd share VD with you. Big Fatty, you're just vulgar. But y'all, I thought I'd share a few, not love songs, but songs that maybe have the word love. Or songs that Big Fatty loves. And anyway, Big Fatty, but y'all, before we play another one of those, y'all, I want to tell you about the trip over here to the Horror Hotel. Y'all, it was very uneventful. Very uneventful. It was not raining when I left the Fat Cave and made good time. There were no incidences or incidai. And it's been drizzling off and on over here at the Horror Hotel, and y'all, I've been here for almost a little over 5 hours, and there hadn't been the first gentleman called. Big Fatty, that's not no. Y'all, there's gonna be some Tangeray tonight. Yes, Big Fatty, and we know you love that.
Who can turn the world on with her smile? Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show it. Love is all around, no need to waste it. You can never tell, why don't you take it?
Big Fatty, where was the kitty cat? Oh, poor Big Fatty, I wanted to hear the kitty cat. Well, you know, I think the kitty cat was on the ending music. Would you like to hear that? Yes, McGrady, you know I love a kitty cat. Well, y'all, of course you know that was the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, I'm gonna go over here. I've left my book over here because I wanted to tell you about the what we got planned for the horror weekend. And y'all, I thought I'd go down the first 2 days, Thursday and Friday, and because you know I know the Hat M. I'm doing this for the Hat M because he loves it when Big Freddy reads. To you. So y'all, Thursday, y'all, there are quite a few people coming in on Thursday, and y'all, the first event is at 8 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, it is, y'all, we're starting it off right. We're starting it off right, for the Day of Love. It is a Jägermeister party. Big Freddy, get them fucked up early. And, y'all, we're going to have shots of Jägermeister. And, y'all, then we're at 10 p.m. in the evening. We're going over to the bar next door to the Horror Hotel. And, y'all, the campground floozies. Y'all, it's a camp drag show. It is the Valentine Review. Y'all, then at 11 p.m. In the evening, the pig pen opens. Big Freddy, that's where the good love comes in. That's where the, yes, just like Toppy, that Toppy Smelly talked about at the beginning of today's little show. Then on Friday morning, y'all, there's going to be some coffee, and who doesn't love coffee? At 9 a.m. in the morning, and the mimosas and the Bloody Marys. Oh, like I say, get up, you know, if they've sobered up from the Jägermeister, they get them a Bloody Mary quickly. And y'all, then there's a buffet brofkas. Then the registration runs from 10 a.m. in the morning to 5 p.m. Y'all, they're having a silent auction also. They're gonna do that. Y'all, then we have got a barber here this weekend to do haircuts and personal grooming. And then we've got someone doing the massages. The masseuse is already here, and he's already come up to Big Fatty and says, "Big Fatty, come on by early, and I'll give you a complimentary massage." And I said, "Thank you for calling." And y'all, because who doesn't love a complimentary massage? Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, we've got a leather store. They're coming in early. No, I think they're coming in Wednesday night so they can open up on Thursday. Something like that. I don't know. Y'all, then we've got a group coming in here to shine your boots for you. And then there's at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, y'all, it's cocktails and early bird dinner. Y'all know who does not love an early bird? Who doesn't love an early bird? Yes, Big Freddy, we all love an early bird. And then after that, we have got, let's see here, the registration and silent auction are running on. Y'all, then there's a cocktail party at 7 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, this group that has this cocktail party always has fancy, they have fancy horse duvas. Big Freddy, please, watch your step. Then after that, y'all, we all go over to the bar, and we have what's called the meet and greet, and that's where everybody's over there, and we introduce the contestants introduce themselves, and the judges introduce themselves, and y'all, then they begin selling raffle tickets, and y'all, they sell the tickets $1 a piece. And each contestant will be selling raffle tickets, and the one that sells the most gets extra points on their score. And then all the money that's raised goes to pay for the travel of the winner. when he goes around to the different organizations and events, and the people that whose tickets are chosen, y'all, the each contestant has to bring a basket full of what is that? Oh, that's the leftover fried chicken fingers I had from Tuesday night with Granny and Miss Porter. Each contestant has to bring a basket full of goodies, and so that's what you're auctioning off to try to win, is one of those baskets. Then at 11 p.m. in the evening, the pig pen is open again, and y'all, we have females at this event this weekend, and there's a separate play space for them that'll be open. And then y'all, at midnight, at the bewitching hour, there's a cigar smokers gathering, and y'all, they're gonna have cocktails at that too. Big Freddy, a midnight cocktail, where do I sign up?
Baby, you're the one that helps. pretty. I just love the carpenters and all the bunch of lesbians with their hammers and plaid shirts. I mean, not that
kind of carpenters. But anyway, y'all wanna while I still got a little bit of time, I'm gonna run down that list of who is already signed up for the Pride 48. September 6th through the 8th out there in the Las Tejas. And I'm not going to play the music. Not going to play the music because we've been playing enough music today. Yes, Big Ready, enough is enough. So anyway, it's opening up right here right now. Let's see, what is it doing? Let's see here now. We have got... Oh, dear. Gussie, what is this? Right at the top of the list, y'all, is Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon is coming, and Gary from Albuquerque. I think he lives in Phoenix.
Yes, Big Freddy, I believe that's right.
And that Daniel Biba. That Joey y'all almost said his right name, Joey Bukaki. That Adam Burns, y'all, I heard on the DI Plus that he might stay at the Luxor just so he gets his exercise.
Big Freddy, he's crazy.
That Wendy Cameron, Ed, and Mark are coming. And the Amy Coles, Big Freddy, TJ from Nowhere, that Peter G, Brian and Curtis from the Game Night Guys.
Yes, Big Freddy, lovely.
Christina from Greetings from Nowhere. Y'all, the Laughing Buddha is coming. The Laughing Buddha is coming back again this year.
Big Freddy, he's lovely.
And the big liar, Mike Lawson, is coming. Kingsley, he's a big listener over there at the Curmudgeons and Kerfuffles. And R.C. Martinez and Tom, his friend Tom from Houston. The Seda 69, he has made a reservation. Romo is coming. The veritable Virgo, y'all, the Moose P has decided that he's going to leave his new car at home and come out to Las Vegas. But Moose P got a new job, and not really a new job, but he's got going to a new office. Y'all, he'll get to ride that new car lots nowadays. So you know, lovely. Nessa is coming. Big Ricky from the Foul Monkeys. Oh, dear, I see. The Mike and Squamish, that Gavin from the Stick It With a Poke, and Tracy. Someone, Matthew, he's got a new little show. It's called something like Raving Rendell or Randall or something like that. I'm not really sure. Nicole from Greetings from Nowhere. Waylon and James Leroy, you know they're engaged. I don't know if you knew that or not. They are coming, and you know they're on the Stinky Orangutans also. And y'all, the person we heard at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, that Toppy Smelly, he's on the list to come. Toppy, on Valentine's Day, I'm gonna give you the last word. Say it.
You know, he's quite the puppeteer.
Oh, yes, and Big Freddy, get to work. Happy VD.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.